The Spinners and the Miracles on the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Toronto is entering a new phase of the pandemic, and residents can now look forward to restoring aspects of our lives that previously had to be put on hold. An exact quote from Toronto's top doctor, Eileen Davila. So, does restoring aspects of our lives include a return to the office? All three levels of government have signals they want staff back in some capacity within the next month or so. What choices do workers actually have, though? Our guest is Muneeza Sheikh, employment and labor lawyer and partner at Levitt Sheikh. Welcome back to the Morning Zoom, Muneeza.
Happy to be on.
Muneeza, hi. How big of an issue will it be for employers whose employees want to continue working from home?
Well, it largely depends on the reason that the employer is going to provide around asking these employees who have largely spent the bulk of the pandemic working quite effectively from home. So we have employers on the one hand saying, look, these vaccine mandates have been lifted by the government. Although, interestingly enough, we do have some local municipalities saying that, you know, we're not going to lift the vaccine mandates for the employees in the workplace. So it's a bit of a contradictory message where it's safe enough for people to come into the business, but is it safe enough for people working in the business to, you know, not be vaccinated? That's really the issue. But I think for the most part, an employee should be able to make a reasonable argument that if they've been working effectively without issue remotely, then that's an accommodation for those who are not vaccinated. That's an accommodation that the employer should consider extending further because it's gone on with no issue. But we've got employers saying, nope, we want people within the bricks and mortars of the building. And, you know, it's our operational right to now implement that.
So what do I have a leg to stand on? I mean, I'm a worker, right? And I mean, the boss makes the big decisions. The owner makes the big decisions. So if I say no and he says yes, who wins?
Well, and it's a frustrating response. Oftentimes they are from lawyers, but it really does depend. So it depends on the circumstances. So you're absolutely right. The employer does have the right to make operational business decisions as they see fit. But on the other hand, employees have the right to be accommodated. So if, for instance, you know, the employer can point to the fact that the remote working arrangement only worked during the pandemic, and now the needs of the business have changed, the structure of the business has changed with these vaccine mandates being lifted, it may be more difficult in those circumstances for employees to continue to argue that they should be at home remotely. However, if an employee is not vaccinated and they can point to why they still require the accommodation, why the vaccination encroaches on their personal rights, and most importantly, from a production standpoint and from our operational standpoint, they're still doing their job, I think there's a fair argument to be made that, you know, let the employee continue to work remotely and ride this out. I think we're going to see these quibbles, see this quibbling going on within, you know, whether it's through private arbitration in the courts in the coming months. But I do think if an employee's been working remotely with no issue, there is a fair argument to be made.
To avoid any legal implications on an individual basis, what is your best guidance for an employee and for an employer so they can come to some sort of agreement where both are happy and they can avoid any legal repercussions?
My advice to employers has been you absolutely, yes, have the right to run your business in a manner that you see fit. But keep in mind, I mean, everyone's, you know, even their mental health, quite frankly, has been affected so significantly during this pandemic. And so if there is a way to boost morale and keep morale up, the best way to do that is to keep your employees happy. So does it make good business sense to draw a hard line and force everybody back to work when you really don't have to? I would say take a step back and, you know, really evaluate and consider whether that is something that you need to do. But if the business says, look, we've done that, we've taken a step back and, you know, the remote working has actually affected our business negatively, and it's a pill that we were willing to swallow during, you know, in the crux of the pandemic, but now that it's behind us, we want to bring people back. My best advice would be make the decision more emotionally and less operationally, and my advice to employees would be do not forget that your employer really is, I'm going to parrot some of your words, they're the big boss, and ultimately it is their right to bring you back to work. So you really have to evaluate whether or not you are being reasonable in wanting to stay home versus an employer's reasonable policy to get everybody into the office. It's not blanket advice that could be handed either way. I think, you know, there's certainly, this isn't going to surprise you, individual circumstances that would render one complaint to be frivolous and another one to be completely substantiated.
Wow. Muneeza Sheikh, employment and labor lawyer and partner at Levitt Sheikh. I love that you can give us both sides of the story, right? Like, there seems to be great balance in the things you're saying. Thank you so much.
No, always a pleasure.